For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Happy Wednesday morning, Junks listeners in D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Maybe you're traveling using that free Odyssey app. We do appreciate that. We're brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Go to cropmetcalf.com if you want information on how to become one of their five-star technicians. Here's how great Crop Metcalf is. I'm just walking around yesterday afternoon lamenting the fact that my dishwasher still doesn't work. And I just get a text out of the blue from Tim from Crop. He said, heard you have a leak. So I responded, you heard correct. I would love for you to send a tech whenever it's at your convenience. So we're working that out.
Yeah. Was it Big Tim?
Oh, yeah, the big silly.
Big Tim Crop.
Yeah.
He's the big dog.
Yeah, the top dog.
Yeah, that's good.
From Crop.
They're great.
So I think that's going to be rectified shortly.
Hopefully they'll send Nick out. Nick's my man.
Every technician that's ever been in my house has been awesome. I don't care who it is, as long as they stop the water.
Jason's from
puddling.
He's taking a shining to Nick.
Nick's my boy.
Yeah, I don't know them by name at this point, but I mean,
he's just really good. He's good at what he does.
I just had two of them at my house for my issue in my garage, my busted freezer.
If Tim or Ben is listening, I do have a toilet that's leaking slightly.
I was just going around.
But I'm just too embarrassed to call about it, to be honest with you. Well, it's just such a minor thing.
You may
but
be embarrassed, but the right move is to get it taken care of.
I know.
Or you're going to get a big fat water bill.
No. My water bill is up slightly, for yeah. sure. I'm just embarrassed to call about such a trivial issue.
Yeah.
But I will.
Okay.
I will eventually.
As you should.
I try to space out my calls because
I understand.
I'm just so self-conscious.
Bad. I get it.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, it's a true story.
I know how that works.
I feel bad calling them a lot too. So,
but yeah.
I don't call them a lot. I probably call them twice a year, maybe three times a year.
You're good.
And I don't think they really do electrical work, right?
Oh, they definitely do.
I think they do everything.
Yeah, they do a little bit of everything.
I think they'll build a house for you if they need that.
No, I know. Dude, they redid a bathroom for me. But that's not really what they do.
They put in a brand new electrical box in my basement. So it's a lock. They do electrical
work.
That's
true. They put in my generator.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could have them come out for that. I got an issue with still my back. My lighting on my deck. I don't know. Something's busted. It's not working anymore, Cakes.
It's busted.
It's good to own a home, but it's also there's always something.
Oh, it's just
always something happening. Something
I told you, my buddy Lucas, he and his wife Michelle, good friends of ours. Their daughter played volleyball with Meg at Cornell. He sold his house, and he moved into a really high end condo. They're having one built in Tampa. It's the greatest thing. He loves it. Couldn't be happier. Because he didn't have to deal with anything. Didn't have to deal with the roof. Didn't have to deal with the grass. Didn't have to deal with leaves in the pool every day. You know what I mean?
It's all just like condo fees. That's all
condo
taken
fee,
care of.
And okay. then it's just it's like living in a resort.
Yeah,
they have a full gym, sauna, steam shower, cold plunge. You go outside, the pool's like you're in a freaking like a tropical island.
Like you're at Gilbert Arenas' house from back in the day.
It's the greatest thing you ever did.
Yeah. If they have an issue with like a drain, does the conduit cover that, or is it just all exterior stuff?
I think you just call. Honestly, I don't know the answer to
call
that.
Call super.
But I think you just call downstairs and they send somebody up. He's like, I don't do anything.
That's great. That's called the dream.
Where does he live?
That is the ultimate
Tampa.
Dream.
So I was just reading an article like 10 minutes ago, a headline that said Florida condo owners are scrambling to sell and it's overwhelming the market.
Oh, really?
That's because their HOA fees are probably
HOA
going up.
HOA fees are disastrous.
Oh, maybe. Oh. Well, he's not scrambling to sell.
Well, I'm saying if you sold your house and you're kind of downsizing and you got some extra income,
you got some cash,
and you're not really sweating an HOA that's $800 a month.
Yeah, I don't think they're sweating anything. They're not really sweating it.
Yeah. My friend lives in Florida, has a condo in Florida. His HOA fees are $25,000 a year.
Wow.
So it's like $2,000 a month. Yeah. It's like $2,000 a month.
That is steep.
They live in a pretty high end one and they're having a brand new one built right next to the hockey arena. So I don't think they're too worried about it.
But it kind of depends on where you are financially.
You are in your life.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's just the lifestyle, the idea of not having to deal with all of the S that we're dealing with.
Yeah.
You know, as your garage door dilapidated, your roof's falling apart, you got a shutter that's dangling side. I literally had neighbors walking their dog yesterday, and we were sitting there having dinner, and we looked out the window, and we're like, oh, there's so-and-so. They literally were staring at our shutter.
Come by? He clearly didn't
Wednesday.
Fix it. Wednesday.
Oh, okay. No, Thursday. That's tomorrow.
Yeah.
And my wife and I were just laughing. Yeah. Like, look at them. They're so flummoxed.
Yeah.
That shutter is cockeyed like that.
Well, that'll be fixed.
Let's hope.
Hook that up.
Let's hope. I got a random guy coming, Ray, coming tomorrow.
Rando Ray. By the way, we got a big one tonight.
Well,
massive game.
Another big one.
It is a big one.
Now, the pressure's off because they won game one, but still big.
Yeah.
Game two at home, big.
Now, I'm going to attempt to do something I've attempted to do in the past with sporting events, and I've never been able to do it successfully because it's my daughter's birthday. Happy birthday, Juliet. Turns 23 today, by the way. I'm officially washed.
The fave is 23.
I'm washed. Yeah. I have a 23-year-old daughter. Anyway, we're going out to dinner. Then we're going to have cake afterwards with like the in-laws and my wife's sister and her husband coming over. But that's going to be right at like puck drop time because I got the earliest Resi I could get 5:30. I would have liked 5:30 is the earliest I could get.
So you gonna rush through dinner?
No. I'm gonna attempt.
You're gonna relax.
I'm gonna chill. Here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go into media blackout mode once I get into my house.
Right.
No phone. No TVs on. No updates from anybody. And then once everybody leaves, we go straight down to the basement. Turn the TV on. We join from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And then we just try to catch up without any updates. Now, I've tried to do this before, and I've always crashed and burned. I'm not optimistic about it.
You got to lock your phone away like it's the White Lotus.
You know what? That's a great idea. I'm going to lock my phone and my daughter's phone and my wife's phone in my
safe. So are you actually having people
safe
back over to the house for like cake and
just
stuff?
Just going to have cake. Yeah, it's going to be, it'll be relatively chill. But
does everybody understand the time crunch?
That's going to take me directly into, I'm going to be the Ratcliffe's of White Lotus. I'm going to be right into the first period as we're singing happy birthday, which is always cringeworthy.
It's not just your family. You got to get the guest phones locked up too.
I'm not worried about my in-laws. Like
they're not that locked. They're not locked.
I'm not worried about that.
How long does your 23-year-old have to go without her phone for?
Roughly an hour, 45 minutes, an hour.
That's doable.
She can do it. She can handle
it. She seems like she's a pretty diehard fan.
Also, smartwatches. Smartwatches, too.
Oh, yeah. They're all going in. They're on lockdown. Full-blown lockdown. Like you're at a comedian show. He's testing out new material, and he doesn't want you filming it. That's what I'm going to have to do. It's a tough needle to thread, Valdez. I've tried to do it like with Commanders games before, and I just can't do it.
I've done it with, most recently with Terps Hoops games. It's not that bad.
You could do it.
I think it's doable.
You could do it if you're committed.
And I should be able to catch up to the broadcast by about mid-second period.
You would be the prime offender because I feel like all of us, we're so attached to Twitter for news.
Yeah.
Right.
It's almost like
I'm attached to it.
It's almost habit when we're bored, we scroll to go see what's the latest.
No, but as soon as we get back into the house, I'll just gather the phones, put them in lockdown, no TVs will be on, and I'll be in a cone of silence. I think I'll be able to pull it off. Confidence is pretty high. I'll be distraught if I...
Yeah, but you're not that comfortable with it. You'll pull it off, but you're stressing a little bit over it.
I don't like the idea of it happening and me not knowing what's happening in real time. Mm-hmm. That I don't like. Hmm. But I can handle it for like a period.
My daughter wants... She works in Tyson's.
Yeah.
And she wants my wife and I to come meet her for dinner in Arlington.
Okay.
Where she lives.
Right.
After she gets off of work. So yeah. That would be in that 5:30 to 6 range?
Sure.
I said, no.
You said no. You had to put the kibosh on that.
I said, you can come to Ashburn for dinner.
Yeah, home turf dinner.
We can do that, and we could do 5:30, or probably closer to 5:30.
She's looking for the parents to pay for dinner?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah,
well,
of course.
Yeah, all kids.
Yeah, but she wants to go in Arlington so she could just drive 2 minutes home.
Right.
But I'll have to drive all the way back to... I said, no. I said, there's a big one tonight.
You said, not so fast, my friend.
So I said, maybe we can move that to... Thursday.
Okay. Right.
Because the draft doesn't start till 8, so that'll be fine.
True.
But I said, no, I got to work. I got to watch the Caps.
Understood.
Dude, we had, you could sympathize with this. So one of Kate's coaches, she has several volleyball coaches, on her team or whatever. We wanted to get some work with one of them last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I don't know exactly, but I think, let's just say she lives in Fairfax. I don't know if that's true, but I think it's roughly true.
Okay.
And so we wanted her to meet us at Holy Cross at 4:00.
Mm-hmm.
It took her.
Coming from Fairfax?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so she left around like 2:40. She never got there. It by the time she got to that area, it was like 5:10.
Stupid. And it was like all, it was
over
all the,
2 hours.
And it was all the belt. What, she was on the beltway?
Yeah, it was like just getting over the GW and all that.
The construction is brutal.
Coming down 60. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it's just brutal.
Over 2 hours. Yep. Never made it.
And just think, Just think, people sit in that every single day.
Oh, yeah.
Every single day.
I also realized that we're never going to be able to have like an extra workout in this area, where I live, with that coach, ever.
Correct.
Maybe on a weekend.
On a weekend, yeah.
Maybe on a weekend.
Right.
But it's not a thing.
Can't do it.
I actually felt terrible for it. She's stuck in traffic for like over 2 hours.
And then what she did is turn around, go
home.
Well,
she actually had dinner plans. She decided to double.
Oh, okay.
And she had dinner plans with friends that lived up in like the Gaithersburg area. So she's just like, I'm just going to go to dinner. Nothing you could do.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
Oh, I always, when people, friends of ours or relatives that live in Maryland say, hey, can you come over for dinner and, whatever night, it's usually a Friday night.
Right.
I say, no, I'm not doing that.
No, right. Well, that's why a lot of people say, I used to play all the golf courses out in Northern Virginia. I played them all. You name it, I played it.
America's Guest.
Yeah, not anymore because you can't get home. It takes forever.
You need that. Yep. Is it the White's Ferry? You need that back
that
up and
ferry's
running.
That ferry's gone. Or you have to wait until like 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Correct.
You need that blicky back. All right, got to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into the Junk Sports page. Good night for the Nats down at Nats Park. Not so good for the Baltimore Orioles. It was the first game of the Battle of the Beltways. We'll get into that when we come back here on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each.
Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit four. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
Guest lineup this Wednesday, Jay Paterno, member of the Penn State Board of Trustees, son of Penn State legend Joe Paterno. He's got a new book out, Blitzed, The All-Out Pressure of College Football's New Era. He's on the show at 8:25. And we'll talk Nationals with Mike Rizzo coming up at 9 as he joins us every week during the baseball season. Mm-hmm. Let's get into the Nats in the Junks Sports page, brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy. Grab a Don't Sleep Energy shot. Need to stay ready all day just in case? Well, then sip on a refreshing 12-ounce can. You can grab both right now at don'tsleepenergy.com. Use the promo code Junkies. You get 10% off. And remember, don't sleep makes you great.
Was it James Wood bobblehead night last night?
It was, yes.
Yeah.
He went off.
I think it's tonight, too.
Were you aware that the James Wood bobblehead is, I think it's at least an inch to an inch and a half taller than the standard bobblehead? Because he's so tall and lanky.
Is that true?
It is true. I saw it in person, yes.
There's a standard bobblehead size, and then they can add an inch to it or two?
In the mold, they poured an extra inch to James Wood.
But Kyle Kuzma, he's got the same size bobblehead as cakes.
Yeah, I think, let me see. Can you hand me?
They kind of botched that.
Hand me mine from over there, please, Jason, right behind you there. Let's see. Let's see if we're the same size. Very fragile there. Let's see. Let's do this comp here. Yeah, somehow I'm the same size
as Kyle Kuzma,
as Kyle Kuzma. And just as ripped and as athletic, as you can tell from the side by side.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so James Wood bobblehead night went swimmingly for him for the rest of the Nats bats.
Three hits.
And Mr. Parker on the bump.
Mitchell Parker. Man,
what a great outing for him.
He's been really good. He gets his third win, 8 innings. Man, you never see pitchers go 8.
Yeah, that's huge.
But
huge
he only threw 99
you know what?
Pitches.
You want to avoid the Nats bullpen whenever you can. This is a positive Nats.
I agree.
Segment. You want to avoid that bullpen if you can. So that was great.
You know who else has been pretty good? He's got a 7-game hitting streak.
I think you should give him props.
Dylan Cruz, yes, sir.
You were giving up on him.
I mean, I don't think I totally gave up on him, but I think my eyebrows were raised. That was the phrase.
He's starting
I used.
To hit it. Yeah, he's starting to get more comfortable.
A 7-game hitting streak, that shows you he's breaking out a little bit.
He's got his average up to nearly
almost 200. He's up
to
189.
Hey, he was in the 100s.
He was down to 106 at one point, maybe 103. And obviously, it's early, but nice to see him hopefully building some confidence, and he could be off and running, and we never have to have this sort of weird conversation ever again.
Yeah. Yeah, it was, it was obviously just a one-sided game, 7-0 final. The story or the side story is how bad the starting pitching for the Orioles has been. Dean Kramer gets the loss.
Was it expected to be a weakness for them?
Well, they got so many injuries. Once you start putting in these other, when they picked up Charlie Morton in the offseason, I don't think there's no way they expected him to be this bad. His ERA is almost 11. So Kramer's ERA is almost 7. Morton's is almost 11. Maury Povich's son's 6'3", 6'4". But they've got so many injuries in the starting rotation. They got at least 4 guys hurt. So, you start putting in these other guys that you're not expecting to start, and who knows? But I don't think they expected Morton to be this bad, certainly, and Kramer. So bad night for the Orioles, 7-0. They only had one hit off of Mitchell Parker, who gets his third win. His ERA is down to 1.39.
Mm-hmm.
A
It's pretty impressive.
1-3.
So what is
nine.
Their record now on the whole?
10-13.
I'll tell you what, dude. I feel
so good about our bet. You should. 70.5.
I feel pretty good. I feel pretty damn good.
Savannah called it. She said go way over.
I mean, I'm.
She called it.
If it hits,
yeah.
I think it's going to be three straight years of her just picking the right total.
Yeah.
The right side of the season win total.
But she seems like she's all over it.
Yeah.
She's all over it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So think about the Orioles starting rotation injuries. Grayson Rodriguez is out.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows when he's coming back? Right? You got Eflin out. You've got Bradish out. Who else am I missing? Tyler Wells?
Well, Wells isn't really a starter. He's kind of a long reliever guy.
Yeah.
Trevor Rogers.
Rogers out.
Suarez, who was kind of a diamond in the rough last year.
I mean, they got so many guys that are hurt. I mean, it's crazy.
Valdez, so, are you still on your watching every Orioles game?
Oh yeah,
bit. Was last night especially painful, or are you just kind of used to it?
They're a bad team. They can't hit left-handed pitching. If you see a lefty starting for some other team, take whoever.
Okay,
take the opposite team. They can't hit lefties.
Okay.
Are you capitalizing on that? Are you starting to bet against them?
I haven't yet, but I'm just sitting there watching them. And anytime a lefty starts, it's abysmal.
Dude, why aren't you all over that? Need to lock in.
Well, Trevor Williams will start tonight, and he's not a lefty, and he's been getting hit, so maybe they can hit the ball tonight.
They're inconsistent when they do hit. Starting pitching's bad. The bullpen's the best part about the team, the bullpen. Mm-hmm. And now the fans are getting restless with Hyde and Elias now.
Yeah.
Because you win 101 games, but after I think like in the last one hundred, they're only 150. So they got a lot of problems.
Well, yeah, and then you're gonna have problems when you have that many guys, that many arms hurt.
And then you combine that with the injuries of the starting staff, it's pretty bad. But the starting staff didn't get one hit last night.
I know. You're right. Offense is bad. So tonight it's Tomo Sugano, who's, I guess he's probably been their best starter.
Yeah, he's been their best starter. That's the older guy from Japan that they signed.
Yeah, against Trevor Williams. So we'll see what happens tonight. But 7-0 win, 10th win for the Nats. They've won 3 out of 4. Orioles fall to 9-13. And like I said, tonight you're going to have Williams against Sugano. I believe it's also a 6:40 start.
I see your boy Cedric Mullins is like leading the team in every offensive category.
Yeah. And people are bitter because it's a contract year.
Yeah.
And then I think he wants to stay, but they have Vance Honeycutt and Bradfield Jr. in the system that they're going to try and replace him with.
Dude, I'm looking at it. He's 5'8", hit 30 bombs in 2021.
He's a good player.
Yeah, it's good. He's got pop, make a run.
Nutty.
He's all-star potential player.
Nutty.
And he's a plus fielder. I don't think he has a great arm, but he can definitely track balls.
In 2021, he was a 30-30 guy.
I'm going to stick up for the short Kings.
It's crazy.
That's my guy, 5'8". That's my guy.
Can you imagine going up there and hitting 30 bombs and stealing 30 bases?
I couldn't imagine making contact with the ball, let alone hitting 30 bombs.
He's one of the brighter spots in the lineup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Rutschman is hitting 200. Now, Gunner was hurt, so, you know, but he's still, since he's been back, he's only hitting 213. Tyler O'Neill got off to a hot start, but he's down to 230.
They brought him in specifically to pound lefties, and yeah. I think he's like 2 for 21.
Yeah, he can't do it. Westberg is hitting 187. Jackson Holliday was hitting, you know, he was pretty hot out of the gate, but he's down to 213. So they don't have anybody in the 270 to 290 range.
They fired their hitting.
Besides Mullins,
they fired their hitting coach after the in the off season. The new one's not that silly.
Yeah, apparently, not paying dividends.
Because, I mean, you're in the playoffs, then everyone says you're very dependent on the home run,
right?
Which you can't manufacture runs, which I kind of get. And their bats went cold in the playoffs, and they warmed up in spring training. Now they're cold again.
Yeah, well, they better put something together pretty quick. All right, big one tonight, Caps, game 2. Game two against the Montreal Canadiens.
Yep, our Caps content brought to you by Ace Computers. Ace Computers proudly recommends Windows 11 Pro for the U.S. military. Made in America. Check out acecomputers.com now.
And after they came out of the gate in the first two periods and really just kind of dominated the Canadiens,
yep.
I feel pretty good about tonight. I think offensively they'll be a little bit better. And, you know, I know Carbs is going to say, look, we can't take our foot off the gas.
Correct.
Because that's what they did in the third period.
And I heard Joe B. on with Kevin Sheehan yesterday as I was driving home, and I thought he made a very good point that Montreal is going to come out of the gates hot tonight, I would think, because they were thoroughly dominated at the beginning of the game in game one and basically into the second period. So I'm going to guess Marty St. Louis is going to have their attention by saying, can't have a slow start. We need to grab a game here in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to see a different Montreal team in the first period than you saw in game one.
Did you see that they found two of Alexia's teeth on the ice?
I did see that, yeah. He needed major dental work.
I mean, I saw when he got jacked up and he immediately skated off, but I didn't see any blood. So it couldn't occur to me that happened. I mean, full-blown, I mean, just the tooth, the root, the whole nut.
Yeah.
I mean, you're kind of shocked sometimes. I know, because I've been at a dentist a million times. I've had a million problems. Your teeth are so long.
Sure.
And just to knock the whole thing out like that,
well,
unreal.
If you gave me a hockey stick and you just turn your face towards me and I jam the hockey stick into your chiclets, it's probably going to knock them out.
I guess. It's hard for me to imagine, to be honest with you. I guess you have to really be hit hard.
I'm sure.
But he'll play tonight. I mean,
I know
he kind of has to. He's pressed into action with the news yesterday that Fairbairn's out for the rest of the playoffs, which is a pretty devastating blow for the Caps' defensive core.
And we did hear that Protas would be back at some point during the series, but
it's
who knows?
It sounds like. Yeah, but I would guess late in the series.
I mean, if it's a quick series, then obviously.
The buzz. Yeah. So hopefully he can come back. But Bovey filled in nicely for him with the goal and the assist in game one. But, of course, you would like to have Protas back. He's been one of the best offensive players on the team.
But you got to feel good about the way LT played, too.
Absolutely.
He played great.
Yeah, because there were some questions.
Stopped 33 of 35 shots.
Really well,
you just worry about the rust factor.
Yeah, he didn't look rusty at all.
Nope.
Yeah.
He looked pretty impressive.
So, of course, must-watch television
but
tonight
I'm not,
at 7.
You know, every game, you know this, every game's unique, every game's different. And I don't necessarily expect them to just dominate from the opening puck drop like they did last time. I expect it's going to be more of a battle. And let's
see
what
happens. Okay, but let's not go to OT.
Yeah, I don't want to go to OT.
No OT, please.
Let's no OT games.
Let's have a normal regulation playoff hockey game.
3-1 win, 4-1 win, 4-2.
Oh, that sounds a 4-1 win just sounds so comfortable and not on the edge of your seat.
Or like what the Panthers did to Tampa last night. Can we get one of those?
Yeah, I would love for that to happen.
Be up 5-2 after two.
By the way, in that game, Tkachuk had two goals.
Mm-hmm.
And I had almost forgotten this guy was in the league. But I got to give a hat tip to former Capital Nate Schmidt. He had two goals as well.
I don't remember. Well,
Nate
maybe
Schmidt,
I do
defenseman.
Remember.
I do remember.
Look, he's not a household name. But he played for the Caps. He wasn't here for the Cup. But he's been in the league since like 2013. Guy's carved out a nice career.
He's 33.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been in the league since 13, 14.
Yeah. I mean, that guy.
And he was with the Caps for, what, 5 years?
I think
four years.
Like, I think he left right before the Caps won the Cup.
Yeah.
Cakes, did you see that Nick Backstrom put his home in Northern Virginia on the market?
I did see that.
What's the number?
It gave me a little bit of a creeper.
It's a 7-bedroom, 12-bathroom home. It's listed for $14.9 million.
Jeez. Where is that, in Vienna?
Probably.
McLean?
I'd go McLean.
Yeah. It's got to be somewhere over there.
So he's just going to bag whatever profit
he
gets
on
that. And then he's just going to go back. He'll go back to Sweden at some point and just,
McLean.
Just live like a king. He'll live like a king wherever he wants
to
live.
So if you're in the market for a 12-bath home, 7 bedrooms, 12 baths, and you got 15 mil.
I mean, that just sounds like a palace.
He purchased the home for 8.5.
Oh, he's going to kill it.
So if he could get anywhere near that, yeah, it's going to be a home run for him. Scherzer listed his home for 15 milli. Did he sell that?
I don't know.
Looking at old. old stories here.
Old high dollar listings.
Yeah. I would assume. I would assume he sold it. By the way, last night, Carolina takes a 2-0 lead over the Devils. They won 3-1. Toronto is up 2-0 on Ottawa. They won 3-2 in OT. Mentioned the Florida Panthers beat Tampa. So they're up 1-0, won that game on the road. And the Wild split in Vegas. They got a 5-2 win, so that series is tied at 1. And tonight, you've got three more games. Obviously, the Caps. You got Dallas in Colorado. Series is tied at 1. And then Edmonton in L.A., and L.A. leads that series 1-0. Quickly, NBA scores from last night. Pacers beat the Bucks, so they're up 2-0, 123-115. Thunder pounded the Grizz again, won by 20, and they are up 2-0. And the Lakers got a big win, needed that one at home against Minnesota, beat them 94-85. Luke had 31, 12, and 9 dimes, so that series is tied.
JP probably distraught that Luke fell one assist short of the trip dub.
You think he's upset about it?
JP? I mean, he is a big Lucas stan. That's his guy.
Did you read the article, the profile on Nico Harrison, the GM?
I did not.
I read a big chunk of it, but it was so long and exhausting. I never sort of got to the end of it. But, you know, it's the one where he's quoted heavily of saying he knew that the fans, you know, were invested in Luca, but he didn't know to the extent, you know, that they loved him. I mean, it seems like he's really taken aback by the backlash.
Well, it sounds like he's a little bit of a donk if he didn't realize how much the fan base was into Luka.
Yeah, he's like, I knew.
He sounds a little detached.
Essentially, I knew they loved him. I just didn't know that to the extent. And he's just kind of shocked by the whole thing. But he apparently, it just like, he was just blowing out all kinds of people that he felt threatened by.
Oh, really?
Okay. Trainers. Mm. Nowitzki distanced himself from the club, you know, around this guy's reign.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. He's been with them for a long time. I'm not sure how long he's been in charge, but, man, he's under fire big time.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, we will get into some of Mel Kiper's favorite prospects as we're just a day away from the start of the NFL draft. It starts Thursday night. So we'll get into that when we come back here on The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
The NFL draft starts tomorrow night in Green Bay. The Commanders currently hold the 29th pick in the first round. We'll see if they move back from either that pick or 61 in the second round to try to gain some extra picks in the draft, because they don't have a lot of picks right now. I believe it's 5 total picks that they currently hold. So Mel Kiper Jr. has a list of some of his favorite prospects in the draft by position. So I'll go through a few of them and see if they intrigue Commanders fans
just
out there.
Just glancing at this, some of these aren't the highest rated guys by any stretch.
Correct.
At their position.
So these might be guys that go in the mid rounds.
Right.
Day 2 and 3 of the draft. I'll lead off with running back, because a lot of people have thought, you know what, if Omarion Hampton slips to 29, that could be a possibility.
There's no scenario that happens,
but
right?
It seems probably like he's going to go before that. So. Yeah. What about a guy like Dylan Sampson out of Tennessee?
All right.
Mel Kiper says this is a deep RB class, so it's hard to pick just one guy to highlight. He feels that Sampson will be a good third or fourth round pick for a team that needs a boost in the run game. Now, he's not the biggest guy. He's 5'8", 200 pounds, but 820 of his yards this past season came after contact. So he's a powerful runner. And I guess he could kind of be like a blend of what Eckler and B-Rob bring you. Like, he's physical, but he can also catch passes out of the backfield too.
Yeah.
37 catches over the last two seasons.
Yeah, we had the Vols fan call us yesterday to talk about him. He put up a ton of touchdowns this past year.
Yeah.
And of course, you got to like athletic players out of the SEC.
Yeah, he said he's currently the RB6 on his current board, said he's consistent. He's had at least 100 rushing yards, averaged at least 5 yards per carry, scored at least 1 touchdown in 8 of the 13 games that he played last season in Knoxville. So, like, if you don't want to burn a first or second round pick, Dylan Sampson could be that mid-round running back, because if you look at the current Commanders running back room, nobody's under contract after this upcoming season.
Right. And they didn't make any offseason pickups.
Correct.
So I would think
they basically running it back with the same room they had last year.
I got to think it's almost a lock they do draft a running back.
Right.
Don't know where, but I think they would draft one.
He had 12 runs for 20 or more yards last season, tied for 15th in the country. He had almost 1,500 rushing yards, 22 rushing touchdowns. So the guy has a nose for the end zone. So that's a possibility at the RB spot. This guy kind of intrigues me. At wide receiver, he picked Savion Williams out of TCU.
All right.
Now, he's not a blazer. He ran 4.48 at the combine, but he's 6'4", 222
pretty
pounds.
Good for that size.
Like, he's moving for a big guy.
Yeah.
So he's a big body, something that outside of Noah Brown, the Commanders don't really have in the wide receiving core. So he'd be different than Terry McLaurin, and Debo is like 6 feet tall. He's not a huge target, but he's versatile. He scored last year on a 35-yard run and a 75-yard catch, and they think he could return kicks in the pros as well. So
they also have the other kid, Jack Beck, who's kind of, I don't know if he's rated ahead of Williams on Kuiper's board, but he's certainly going to be drafted. He was their leading receiver.
You know who else
year.
Who might be my favorite receiver of the draft outside of like sort of the top guys is our former Junkies guest, Ty Felton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I see him ranked here 72, 73. So that puts him in maybe, like, if you go according to ranking, third round-ish.
Yeah.
Something like that. And didn't he have a bomb combine?
He looked good.
He was killing it at the combine. I can pull up his numbers.
He just looked
bit.
Like an athlete. The way he was running and catching, and he just looked
he ran
really
a 4.37. He verticaled 39.5, broad jump 10.10. Now, the weaknesses, they say, for Ty, spindly frame that is easily pushed off routes by aggressive DB. So that's something, but I think that would be something you could build on.
You think an NFL strength coach won't get him in the room and put on 10 or 15 pounds of muscle?
Routes can be stiff at times. Again, I think that's something you could work on. It's some easy drops on film. All right, that's, again, those are all things you could easily work on. That's one of EB's faves.
That's one of your guys.
That's one of my faves.
He a terp.
You
love the hometown
terps. Isn't he pretty tall? And he's about 6'2"?
He's 6'1", I think. Yep.
All right, so he looked a little taller than that on the at the combine, but... Yeah, I think he's going to go. He'll probably go in that fourth round.
He's third all-time in catches at Maryland with 172 catches, fourth in receiving yards, 2,200, and fourth in receiving touchdowns. He's got 17 career touchdowns. That's somebody that your boy is sized for.
Okay, he's on your favorite prospect list.
He's on my favorite
list. One last note about Savion Williams, the receiver out of TCU. Kuiper notes there are legitimate concerns about his hands. He doesn't always look natural catching the ball, has a tendency to body catch too often.
Hate that.
But he's improving there. He says he sees more consistency. So that's a little bit of an issue. I hate body catchers.
So do I.
You got to get that. You got to go out and get that ball before it gets to your body. Now,
I mean,
again,
if you're that kid's dad, isn't that the first thing you're teaching them? Catch with your hands?
100%. Now, I'm a nothing... No good ever. I've never played football in my life, but I know you shouldn't be a body catcher. You should be snatching that ball away from your body, and then you bring it in to secure it.
How about Travis Hunter being one of the rare guys that didn't even wear, he was bragging about not wearing gloves. Did you see that in his little workout there, pro day? Yeah,
he's like, we kind of talked about that.
Oh, his hands are so good and so sticky.
I don't need anything artificial.
Yeah. All right, here's
I believe Kuiper is one of the few guys who has Sanders rated ahead of Ward.
Oh, he does.
I'm pretty sure his quarterback rankings, he's got
sand. He's like EB.
He's zigging while everybody's zagging. He's pulling with Valdez.
What were you going to say, Drabbis? You're itching.
Yeah, going back to the body catching, do you guys remember that? I think we talked about it, I don't know, a few months ago. Michael Irvin is a big fan of catching the ball with your body.
No.
And that was like his signature.
Did, Why did you say protect you and the defender?
Well, yeah, but he also would use his body then to like shield off the defender.
That's what I mean.
Separation,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He always says you should catch it with your body.
I just always feel like it just raises the chance of it just going off your shoulder pads. Or you know, like it just,
we've seen it happen too many times.
It just looks you know what? It's not aesthetically pleasing.
Well, also you don't have the range.
I'm sorry, it's just
you
not.
Don't have the range.
Yeah, like you want that radius around your catch radius is going to be impacted if you're just catching with your torso and your shoulder pads.
Listen, I'm sure you can name
a dozen Hall of Famers that were body catchers. I'm sure you can. But I think I would prefer.
It might just be an old technique, too.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know who does a fair amount of body catching? And it's hard to dispute his stats and his performance, especially this past year. Terry McLaurin. Terry McLaurin does a good amount of body catching where, like, he has, it's weird. Like, he has his hands, like, cupped, like, here on, like, right near his number. He's 17, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he just brings it in, but, like, it's hard to argue with the results.
I'm not arguing with anything that guy does.
Scary Terry just makes absurd catches all the time.
I love Scary Terry.
Love him, too.
I want him to divorce his wife and marry one of my children.
They just got married. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon.
I love him. I want him to be my son-in-law.
I just feel like I don't really care how you catch it. Just make the catch and then certainly turn it into a big gain. So I don't mind guys who are body catchers.
I don't love it.
I mean, if you don't catch the ball, I mean, if the ball is too high or too low, of course you want a guy who can catch with his hands. But just catch the ball.
On the defensive side, I think this is a guy that could be catching Adam Peters' eye in the mid-rounds. David Walker out of Central Arkansas. He plays outside linebacker. Now, he started at Division II Southern Arkansas before moving to Central Arkansas. I guess he loves playing in Arkansas. Dominated at both levels. He's 6'1". 263, and Kiper says he jumps off the tape. He's a problem for offensive tackles off the edge because of his power, leverage, explosion, bend, and speed.
What is he? He's an edge guy?
He's an outside linebacker, but he can, from the sound of it, he can get after the passer. So he could solve like your linebacker issues and some of your pass rush in the same package.
All right.
He says particularly likes how he mixes up his pass rush moves to keep blockers guessing. He's turning 25. But NFL coaching staffs will like that maturity and experience. He says he's another really good late day two, early day three prospect to watch. If he does go in round three, and he puts in parentheses, or earlier, he would become the highest drafted Central Arkansas player ever. He has Walker ranked as outside linebacker 7, but he might bump him up on his final big board this week.
Wonder why Walker didn't go transfer into a bigger conference.
Maybe there just wasn't a lot of interest. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe not.
But it sounds like he's pretty productive, and Kiper clearly likes what he sees when he watches the tape of him.
Right.
And that could be a guy that Peters looks at in the third or fourth round and deems a good fit for the Commanders.
You know, I threw out to Drab yesterday. I don't know if you guys want to do this. I don't think he put it on the outline. But what if we came up with our top three dream guys that are realistic.
Okay, realistic at 29?
At 29.
Okay.
So that if they pick any of these three guys, you're going to have a lot of lead in your pencil.
Right.
Yeah, we can do that.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you up for that?
Drabby's got it. He's got it slated at 8 a.m.
Oh, he does.
Drabby's one step ahead of you.
Oh, okay.
He's got it on the outline.
Good. Ooh, so I want you each come up with three.
Our dream scenarios.
The dream picks at 29. Not trading out. Not trading down. You're picking at 29.
And realistic.
And realistic.
Travis like Hunter's not going to be there.
Yeah, you can't say Travis Hunter.
You can't say Genty. I want Genty.
Let's.
If that happens, crazy, but no.
Let's live in the real world.
No, we're talking about guys that are projected to go like 20 and below.
Yeah. All right, we'll do that. So we'll do that at 8 o'clock. When we come back, we'll continue to talk NFL draft and Commanders, get into some of the latest Adam Peters audio as he is preparing for the NFL draft tomorrow in Green Bay.